Hey, everybody. Welcome back for another episode of the 5-Minute Discipleship Podcast. My name is Lauren Hicks, and each day I share 5-Minute episodes to help you grow in your faith. This podcast is about discipleship and spiritual growth. It's my prayer that these short episodes inspire you and encourage you to be a fully devoted follower of Jesus Christ. So if you're new here, let me invite you to subscribe on your favorite podcast app so that you can join us each day. Today on the podcast, we are talking about the necessity of guarding our heart. During the time of the 12 Caesars, the Roman army would conduct morning inspections. As the inspecting centurion would come in front of each legionnaire, the soldier would strike with his right fist the armor breastplate that covered his heart. The armor had to be the strongest there in order to protect the heart from the sword thrusts and from the arrow strikes. As the soldier struck his armor, he would shout, "Integritas," which in Latin means material wholeness, completeness, and entirety. The inspecting centurion would listen closely for this affirmation and also for the ring that the well-kept armor would give off. Satisfied that the armor was sound and that the soldier beneath it was protected, he would then move on to the next man. The soldier's armor protected his heart. It guarded his health and wholeness. Today's police officers wear bulletproof vests for the same reason. Protecting the heart protects the life of the person. You know, in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, King Solomon said, "Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it." Now, Solomon is not talking about the organ that resides in our chest. He uses the word heart to describe the core of our being. This requires us to ask the all-important question, are you protecting your heart? Are you guarding your spiritual heart? The condition of your heart determines the direction of your life. This is the consistent teaching of Scriptures. As our heart goes, so do our actions. Later in Proverbs chapter 17, verse 19, we read, "As water reflects the face, so one's life reflects the heart." In Luke chapter 6, verse 45, Jesus said it this way in the New Testament, "A good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart, and an evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in his heart. For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of." What is in our heart is often revealed when we don't have time to think about our response. Most of the time, we can act the way we think we should, but when we are surprised or simply reacting, what is in our heart is what comes out. Think about what comes out of you when someone says something that hurts you deeply, or how you react when you are under the pressure of a deadline. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 12, verse 34, "For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of." Let's think again about Solomon's words in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, which says, "Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it." Solomon's words are a warning. He says we are to guard. He implies that you are living in a combat zone. You don't have to guard something unless it is under attack. You don't guard and protect something unless it is in danger. You know, in life, you and I do a lot of guarding. We lock our cars, we guard our homes by locking the door. You protect your money by making wise investments and by living on a budget. You guard your family by being careful. But this scripture reminds us that more than anything else we might guard, we should guard our hearts. It should be our highest priority. In fact, Solomon says, "Above all else." Satan uses all kinds of weapons to attack our heart. For me, these attacks often come in the form of some circumstance that leads to disappointment, discouragement, or even disillusionment. So, what are we guarding our hearts from? We are guarding them from the attack of the enemy. He is serious about this battle and wants to attack you where you are most vulnerable and where he can do the most damage. So the question is, where in your life are you the most vulnerable? Perhaps it's discouragement, deception, bitterness, unforgiveness, or temptation. We want our spiritual heart to be healthy so that we can be who God has called us to be. Proverbs chapter 4, verses 20 through 22 say, "My son, pay attention to what I say. Turn your ear towards my words. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to one's whole body." And here's today's challenge. In prayer, do a heart check. Is your heart healthy? Are you healthy spiritually? Spiritual vitality is found in a close relationship with Jesus Christ. Hey, thanks again for joining me for today's episode. If you're enjoying this podcast, let me invite you to help us spread the word by sharing today's episode on your social media channels or by texting a friend and inviting them to listen. I hope you have a wonderful day, and until next time, let's continue on our journey as followers of Jesus Christ.